intensity and the execution was from your first team offense today?
Well, I'd say we probably had a below average day. We have got all our installation in. We put them through some situations we haven't done a lot of, moving the football with different personnel groups, 2 minute at the end. You know, it's something that you like to do when the players are tired because it's very realistic what's going to happen on game day. And you got to have 11 guys coordinated. And we lost a few guys out there today, and the guys that are backing up got to step up and get the job done.
As far as intensity goes, can you maybe point it towards your kind of midway through the camp right now, or for you, are there no excuses?
Well, the intensity is there. You know, just, you know, guys are tired, but they got to work through it. That's what football is. That's what training camp's all about.
Coach Steve Webster is one of the more intense guys out there. Is there a balance that you try to strike with him, saying, hey, don't go too far over the edge, or do you like that constant intensity where he's ready to hit?
Well, you know, you can't lose perspective. There are guys that are just as intense, but maybe not as boisterous as Nate is. You know, Nate's he's a worker, and, you know, he communicates extremely well, and he is one of those guys that's yelling all the time. So we've got guys like that, but you can be that way and be a little bit quiet. But, you know, guys are intense. But you love guys that are intense, guys that come to practice ready to work, and obviously Nate's one of those guys.
What happened to Lepsis?
A little bit of a groin pull. I'm not sure how serious it is right now, but enough to keep him out.
Mike, how does the secondary rate in terms of talent compared to other secondaries that you've coached?
It's probably the best secondary that I've been with since I've been coaching. Top to bottom. Depth. Looking at all positions, corners and safeties. Now we got to go and get it done together.
Could you talk about the return of Tony Shepard?
Well, Tony just worked out a little bit on individual work. Tried to, you know, work him through about a 30-minute period there, and, you know, just kind of get used to running some routes. So, you know, he's still a ways away. He hasn't got any football reps yet, but it's a first step.
Was Jarvis Colson all today, or how long is he going?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. You know, he'll get treatment, and we'll kind of play it day by day and see how he's feeling. But obviously, there's no structural damage, which is a big positive, so it shouldn't be too long.
Is Ward Coleman getting better? Is he getting closer?
I'm hoping. You know, he's feeling better, and, you know, he wants to get out there, but until all the symptoms are positive, obviously we're not going to let him on the field. But doctors feel he's close. When that day will be, I'm not really sure until he's 100% free of any negatives.
How about Brandon Marshall?
Same thing there. You know, same thing with Brandon. You know, he's getting in good shape, but he's still not ready to practice. And he's in two-a-days working in the weight room. So hopefully it's not too long, but I can't give you a time frame. Yeah, he's in there working. You know, we're going to have him practicing one day and in the weight room 2 days. And we feel like with his knee surgery, what he had, it's the best way to get him, you know, ready for our first game. And hopefully it will be. Okay.